This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There we go. I remember this song. Every school that had black and yellow decided that this was their anthem.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is he from Pittsburgh or something?
I don't know, but I'm curious why he's a Pittsburgh. Because they said that he was talking about the Steelers in this.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know where Wiz Khalifa. I don't want to say he's from Cali, and he's not.
Yeah, who knows? I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, but
and then you'll know.
Wiz Khalifa.
He was born in North Dakota? No, he wasn't. Is that true?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, he was. He was born in Minot, North Dakota.
Sweet. All right.
Is that where he grew up?
He did actually grow up in Pittsburgh.
You could be born anywhere.
Went to high school in Pittsburgh, at least.
Black and yellow.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense to me.
You know what it is? I like that song.
I remember that song.
Yeah, I like that song.
Appalachian State used it a lot. Because
really?
They're, you know, black and yellow. Their colors are black and yellow.
Okay, so I got you.
They leaned into it.
Why everybody mess with Bill, man? They got Bill Belichick, man. That's all it's for. Bill, you told us to stay off social media and all that. I was like, y'all leave Bill alone. Bill living his best life.
Bill's asking for it,
Bill,
Randy.
This is what it is. Bill ain't never gave us this kind of access to
exactly.
Him. All right.
And that's what.
And now.
Bill
could have always been a tenderoni. Been always after them tenderoni, slaying them.
It's possible.
You know what I mean? It's a possibility.
It's entirely possible.
You live in Nantucket, where a lot of tenderonis be at.
Nope.
Where ain't no tenderonis in Nantucket?
Like, you know, like children of wealthy people, I suppose.
Right,
yeah, maybe.
Tenderonis.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That's what.
I don't know what the nightlife's
that's
like.
That's what Bobby Brown was talking about. Tenderoni. You know.
Okay.
All right. That's what he was talking about.
I don't think. Okay. Never mind. You're probably right. He probably was talking about Nantucket. I think Bobby Brown probably was specifically talking about the Nantucket nightlife.
He was talking about the tenderonis. Oh, right. Bill found him a tenderoni up there in Nantucket.
Right. Which is fine. Who cares? Do that.
I don't think she has. That kind of say
I don't,
on over Bill's life.
I don't know, nor do I care about how much say she has over Bill's life. She seems to have happened upon a pretty solid little real estate portfolio, but who doesn't acquire a bunch of property at the age of 24 when you randomly start dating a millionaire? That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Happens to a lot of people.
I get it.
It's a normal path.
How you know
here's my thing. The only real opinion I have on this, because do whatever you want.
It's funny.
It's fine. It is what it is. It's surprising to me that Bill Belichick, the man that we knew as Bill Belichick,
right,
is now tabloid fodder.
I agree.
That is surprising.
Yeah, because you never would have thought that, man.
Never would have thought that. Yeah.
But I knew this was. I knew stuff like this was going to happen when he got the Instagram.
Yeah, no, right.
I was like, hold
there were
I
like,
hold on, Bill.
There's been signals.
Yeah, hold on, Bill.
That it was weird.
Hold on, Bill.
Yeah,
like, which you need Instagram at how old is Bill? 70 something.
Old. I mean, too old to have your first social media account.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. Like, what?
I mean, whatever. Don't. That's not fair. That's
like,
ageist. Do whatever you want.
I'm like, what the hell is Bill doing?
It's not so much about that age. It is about the age, but it's also just about the guy that for so long was so against all of that stuff.
Was it face?
Yeah, exactly. He was making fun of it.
Yeah.
And like, Bill Belichick would have cut or fired this version of Bill Belichick from his coaching staff. That's what's strange to me about it. Like, it's like that guy with the hoodie and the grumbles and all that kind of stuff wouldn't have stood for this guy's behavior.
Like,
North Carolina had to put out a statement about it yesterday. That's weird. Like, you can't be, I don't know if it's a rises to the level of distraction or problem or whatever it is, but like, it's just weird that guy is now this guy.
Yes.
That's my thing
maybe
on it.
Bill,
it's just weird.
Maybe this was always Bill.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's always.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's just hiding it really well for a really, really long time.
He needed a tenderoni to bring it out.
It's like the most interesting thing that Bill Belichick did outside of being a great football coach for 25 years was his dog was on a Zoom call one time during the draft.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like the most wholesome old guy thing that could happen. And now he's doing yoga on the beach.
Yeah, man. Bill's living his best life.
I just, yep.
Living my best life.
Do whatever you want, man. It's your money. If you want to give it to her for real estate, that's fine. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
This is.
It's not coming my way.
Hell no.
One way or the other. So it doesn't make any difference to me.
So Bill, a cake daddy?
It seems like maybe.
Okay.
It seems like maybe.
Damn.
But, okay, so?
There's plenty of others.
There are a lot of them.
There's a lot of caking.
A lot of people out there, yeah.
A lot of caking.
I have to think there's some sort of trade-off, right? Like, she gets that, and he gets to, you know. Put his body on top of her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In a gross way.
Yeah, she's a little.
She wasn't just like, she hasn't, I don't know, maybe she does. Maybe I don't know her dating history. Maybe her ex-boyfriend was also elderly.
Maybe.
Maybe she has a type.
Everybody has a type.
Oh, Abe heard.
I had heard that. I did not confirm that.
What's that?
She likes older
her previous
folks.
Was also of more geriatric shit.
Again, everybody has a type.
Maybe she likes it like
maybe
that.
Maybe she likes it like that. Maybe they like her. She a little too meaty of meat.
I understand what he sees in her. That's the part of it that's not confusing to me.
What's seeing her?
She's pretty and young.
Okay, she's young.
You don't think she's pretty?
I told you, dog. She ain't healthy enough for me.
No, I understand what you're saying. But from a general that's an attractive person standpoint.
I would probably not say that.
Really?
I'd probably not say that.
Ugly?
I would never call nobody ugly, Andy. I don't do that. I don't call people ugly.
What are you calling her?
I just say that ain't me.
Right. Well, sure. I'm not saying I'm interested in her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I understand what he's getting out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Now I think we're starting to see what she's getting out of it as well.
Yeah.
Which... also fine. Don't care. Not my business.
Yeah.
It's just weird that this is Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I like him thick like.
Do you think this Bill like had the Falcons hired Bill Belichick? Uh-huh. Would all of this be happening?
I don't know because I saw this.
Would
yesterday.
This be our problem?
I saw this yesterday, fellas. They're like, boy, I'm glad he didn't bring that to Atlanta. Oh my God.
Just like Bill in the tabloids, you know?
The guy who hired him like young as Odie? Don't miss the blank like a little. No, you know Robert Kraft like him young.
Robert Kraft likes to pay for it. I don't know.
Did you just say Robert Kraft likes to pay for it?
He does. Yeah, he likes to ride into the strip mall.
Bo, come on, man.
Get $110.
All right. Bo, let's go, man. He likes to pay for it.
I guess Bill's paying for it, too. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
As much as we would like these two stories to just go away, maybe they'll be able to after this segment. But, yes, I'm going to bring Bill back up just because one of his friends is superly concerned. But first, I want to play the Adam Schefter cut that we didn't get to in No Huddle because Schefter kind of goes into a little bit more reason as to why Shador's number was blasted out there to so many people.
But I got a text on Sunday night that said, the Shador prank thing is awful, but shows their naivete by not hiring an agent. The fact that they had the league send his number to the entire football distribution list was such a mistake, one that wouldn't have happened with an agent who would have handled that communication. I've never seen the league share a draft prospect's number with the entire distribution list. As soon as I saw the email on Thursday of draft day, I was like, oh, no. And the league probably shouldn't have disseminated it the way that they did, knowing it was ripe for abuse.
Follies all around. This whole thing was just bumbled on so many.
Yeah, like a bunch of people made a bunch of mistakes. Yeah. Like, and that is kind of the weird part of it, just with how, you know, how much is at stake and how big of a business the NFL is and all of that kind of stuff. Like, again, at the end of the day, it's not like they leaked out all of his financial information.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
His phone number got out there.
Yes.
What happened sucked for sure.
Yes.
Like the penalty for it, I got no problem with.
Yes.
But like, I don't want to make this into some sort of like giant like attack on someone's personal info. It was a cell phone number.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
They don't have his birth certificate.
Right.
They don't have his social security number.
Correct.
They're not accessing his bank accounts.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, no.
Could have been prevented on multiple levels.
It very easily could have been prevented.
Yes.
And I'm surprised that it wasn't.
So this Bill Belichick thing. So now Stephen Belichick's daughter, who is – so Steve Belichick is about 12 years older than Bill's girlfriend, Jordan.
Right. Former defensive wife, coordinator at Washington.
Correct. And now current defensive coordinator at UNC.
Right. Coach in waiting, probably.
So Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski go on the internet, and they're defending Jordan's actions on CBS Sunday Morning because they're taking the side of she's his publicist – and she deserved to.
Which she is.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
She, oh, I didn't know
yes.
that.
She said no to personal questions. She wanted to keep it about the book.
Oh,
is
okay.
the story that we're given. And that's kind of true. It was about the book.
And that happens sometimes. Like, you know, there, I've done interviews before where there's like parameters beforehand. It's like, yeah. hey, we don't want to talk about
Correct.
This.
Correct. Okay. They are saying that they were supposed to stick to that script. But once she started acting all her, they decided to probably change the script. So, anyways. Julian Edelman and Gronk go on defending her on IG. Pardon me. So then Steve's wife, this is Bill's daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Would this be Jordan's daughter-in-law also? Well, I guess if they get married.
Jordan's daughter.
Older than she is?
Yeah. I mean, I got family where I got like people are younger than their uncles and stuff. It happens.
Yeah.
She quotes the IG post. Publicist asks in a professional manner and don't storm off of set delaying an interview. Which is kind of what happened.
Also, there's maybe a little internal strife in the family.
Yeah, mom and stepmom that Ooh. Is younger than you. Or
like Steve Belichick's stepmom to be and his wife are going at it.
Correct.
Oh.
That could cause
well, she's going after her. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a back and forth.
That could cause that some discomfort at Thanksgiving.
That can cause some strife.
Yeah,
we don't. Also get him taken off the will.
Yeah, or kicked off the staff.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
man.
Know.
Wait, does she have enough pull? That Bill fired son?
Oh, yeah.
His daughter-in-law?
No, I think she most certainly does. Here's Bill's good friend, Charles Barkley, on the whole situation.
From what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal man. Relationship. That's another rule I got.
Yeah,
but
man,
I will deep. Admit, Me I'm a little too. Concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good.
Hey,
but
Bill,
I am
you all
concerned
right?
from what I'm
Blink
hearing.
Twice.
It's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
And Bill, he's such a control okay? freak, but he's relinquished control, it feels like. That's what's surprising to me.
Yeah, I Breaking have very down. Strict rules Uh-oh. On things. Don't ask me no personal questions. Nobody in my family can speak. No, I'm the one who's famous. I'm the one who has to deal with all the crap. No, don't say anything. Because if you say something, it's just going to muddy the water. That's what I call it. If
point.
Any family members speak out, it's just going to muddy the water.
I love that from Charles Barkley for sure. I've actually wondered that myself in the past. Like, you really don't know anything about Charles Barkley's personal life True. At all. Mm-mm. Does he have kids or anything?
Yes, he's a granddad.
Oh, really?
I know his daughter just gave birth.
You don't hear about yeah. any of that yeah. stuff. For a guy that is
as... he controls that.
He does yes. a great job of it. And, you know, if you don't want people to know about... Like, we talk about our families all the time on the show because that's something we're comfortable with. But, like, if you don't want people to know about that part of your life, that's nobody's business. He does a really good job of that.
Yes.
Like... For as much as we know about Charles Barkley yes. and as willing as he is to talk about himself and give details, you know, that most people wouldn't, that's funny that came up because I was thinking about that the other day.
So now that we have a winner for the very first ever sperm race, the founder of the sperm race organization, Eric Zhu, is now looking to take it to Hollywood, wanting to do the second edition of the sperm race, not only in Hollywood, and this did draw the ire of many famous people. Ty Dolla $ign was in attendance in the first one. He actually was like the master of ceremonies or something like that. He's actually looking for Hollywood volunteers to go forth and race their sperm.
Technically, we all won the sperm race.
Yeah, man. I just don't.
We beat out like millions of other little versions of us.
At one point, we were...
Yeah.
The fastest.
Everybody's a winner in that case.
This is correct. Any
It's
any,
true.
Any people you think they should probably go after for this?
Unless it was like IVF or something, because then it can be different than that. But you know what I mean? I don't know all the science.
Nick Cannon, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty fast or
famously fast.
Famously. Famously.
I think I'd put mine up against anybody's. You know?
You got any more stories?
You want to do this, don't you?
Yes.
I would kind of like to as well.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to get anybody else pregnant. I think I'm good on that.
I would hope so.
I think we're done. And if I'm getting anybody else pregnant, it'll be the same person. It'll be one more time. The worry is, and your Aunt Pam keeps trying to speak it into existence.
What?
twins.
Why does she want twins?
I don't know.
Why does she want you to have twins?
I don't know. Oh. These are both great questions. Yeah. Every time she talks about it, I ask, are you paying for this?
Yeah, so I'm like, you going to take care of at least one of them?
Yeah, how are we going to finance this? Yeah. Are we going to send some money over?
See, if you put them in a put them in a sperm race, nobody gets impregnated. You also get to watch your sperm swim really fast.
It would be kind of fun to know just like how, you know, compared to others. It's kind of fun.
Are you worried about, curious about it?
A little, not, I don't know. Like, I never would have thought about it, but now that they're doing this, I'd be like,
is it the fastest swimmer or the strongest
throw
swimmer?
Throw mine in lane four.
Yeah.
See how we're doing. Throw mine in lane four.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, I mean.
Just because he's the fastest swimmer, he might get to the egg and bounce off. Do you have to have, like, strength in there, too?
I don't know.
Is that going to be, I'm thinking about Robert Kraft, that's going to be his theme song, Soldier Slim, I Pay For It.
It does.
I pay for it. That's it. You know, you don't mind paying for it.
It's true. It's on record. There is video of it somewhere. Hasn't been surfaced. It might someday, though. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.